Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show.
Live from Tampa, Florida. Welcome to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. Jump on at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Welcome to the show. Again, it's Money Monday, April 18, 2011. Tonight, we are helping you to identify a variety of signs to determine if your significant other is balling or falling financially, male or female. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people fake the funk, but at the end of the day, are you really taking care of your business, or are you falling behind, you know, in your affairs, and you just fronting? Hey, we're going to help you to identify some signs. We already in a recession. You know what I'm saying? We don't need people to hold us back even further or dig us even further in the ground. We can do bad by ourselves, right? It's Money Monday, helping you to save some money. Yo, jump on it, 917-889-3926. And also part two to last night's convo, just about following your dreams and just doing it. We also picking up from the topic last night to help you to establish a plan to surge forward in 2011. You feel me? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Yo, we got my man Vane hanging out with us as well, a new artist hailing from New York City. We got some new music. You know we got your new music first. 917-889, a little distracted here, 3926. Let's get into it. Pills and Dro, Overdose, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Oh, yeah. Overdose, Money Boy Entertainment, let's go.
Pills and Dro, pills and Dro, we the on them pills, I pop my pills and Dro, pills and Dro, we the on them pills, I pop my pill, I smoke my Dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my Dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my Dro, I pop my pill, I smoke my Dro. I do this every day, I ain't on no frail shit, so what you want, what you need, come here, let me tell your shit, run up in my crib.
Cause getting live is what we do. Fuck up the blunt, nigga, smoke a few. Niggas looking all confused.
kill me and your family, and I'm gone by noon, you done by six. OMG, another split, can't even smoke a pass this shit. Those who try, I'm gagging, bitch, I'm overdose, I'm laughing, bitch. I feel in the front, y'all lagging, bitch, it coming to drop a classic, bitch. I'm on some old Max and shit, some old Freeport, Miss Jackson shit. We fresh out the pills and grab them, bitch.
Pills and drugs, pills and drugs. We be on them pills, I pop my pills and drugs.
WHAC-TM Hyman Radio Live coming to you this Money Monday from Tampa, Florida. helping you to determine, is your significant other a baller or are they falling tonight? Balling or falling is the topic. All the way live from Charlotte. Gotta excuse me, I'm just a little distracted here in the studio this evening. Moving along. All the way live, it's CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time, sir. How do you do?
I am good. Hey, a voice we haven't heard in a while. All the way live, mm-hmm. VA, give it up. Overdose.
Oh, what's
wow. Up? What's happening? How y'all
I'm
doing?
I'm about to send an APB out for you.
A bolo.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, and what's funny is, as soon as I dropped that, you popped on. So that was right on time. Folks, again, if you just tuned in, you're tuned to TMI Radio Live. There's Money Monday, Pills and Draw. I know that was a little hardcore, just right out the gate tonight,
yeah,
everybody.
Okay.
But, you know, I talked to this dude today. I haven't talked to him in a while, so I was motivated, you know what I'm saying, out the gate this evening. 917-889-3926. CeeLo, again, live from Charlotte. Overdose, live from Norfolk, VA, representing Diggstown. And I'm live from Tampa, Florida tonight. Is your significant other balling or are they falling? CeeLo.
Yes, I don't have one.
You don't have one?
No.
If you had one, would you know how to determine? Would you know the signs? What are you looking for?
Oh, to know if they're balling or falling? Oh, yeah. It depends on how they, I mean, I gauge it off of how they buy gas, how they buy their, like, say,
wait. How we buy gas?
Yes.
Hey,
I can't deal with nobody who only puts $5 in their gas tank every time they go to the gas tank. Like, if your car needs to be, you need to fill your car up. Your car shouldn't go below half, especially if you drive often. You know what I'm saying? That's a sense of responsibility for me, though, because that's something that I do myself. I don't just put $5 or $10 in my car. A lot of people just ruin their cars by driving it down to on E and it stay on E, and they just keep putting enough in there to keep it off of E. Get that. Flip out of here. That, or if they, like, say if they smoke trees, right? If they only buy one L at a time, they don't have no money.
There it is.
Because they're going to smoke somebody else's trees. Like, I'm telling
that's
you, like,
funny.
I.
Funny.
It's true.
Ain't that the truth? That's the hood, though. That's how you can tell it. That's how you can tell if a hood nigga broke, though.
For real. I'm trying to tell you because, like, I mean, and the funny thing is because I know what they're buying it for, you know what I'm saying? And I'm standing in line, you trying to talk to me, but you buying one L. Why you ain't buying a pack? Because you're going to go sell somebody else's. You know what I'm saying?
If he try to buy some of your food stats. If he be trying to buy some of your food stats.
Or somebody try to ask you on a date, but they don't really ask you on a date. They just ask you what you doing.
Because they ain't trying to
pay for what you cook. What you cook. What I didn't cook nothing. Okay, what bills did you pay?
Hey, you say that's a telltale sign right there. Hey,
yes, and never want to go out to eat. They don't even want to cook. They don't have no money. That's why. They want you to cook and eat your food. No. None of that.
Hey, or they just could be frugal.
There's a difference between being frugal. There is a strong difference because frugal people do not short on food. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing. I don't short on food. Okay? What we're not going to do is be arguing over who getting extra mayonnaise and who getting cheese. You know what I'm saying?
You get the double cheese. I know you're not, because that's what you're going to get, and you get a McDouble, because the double cheeseburger comes with two pieces of cheese, and that costs $1.23. But if you say McDouble, that means one piece of cheese, and that means it's $1.12. Then you get the small fry.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Slow down, pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. call me later. Hey, call me later. Hey, call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down. And just call me later. Hey, call me later. Hey, call me later.
WHACTMHama Radio Live. Jake God, call me later. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. CeeLo live from Charlotte. OD live from Norfolk, VA. We got Didi Domare live from Chesapeake. Welcome to the show. Hey, tonight, is your significant other ballin' or fallin'? You inside Money Monday. Hey, let's go to the phones. Area code 757, last four digits 6080. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, 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 hello. My name is Raven, and I'm calling from Virginia. What's up, Philo?
What up,
Raven? Raven?
What's cracking, Raven?
How are you this evening?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, how is everyone this evening? I'm sorry, I just haven't met her yet, but I know CeeLo from way back, 2 months ago.
That's what's good.
So I was listening to the topic and just wanted to know, what are the signs? Because, I'm checking to see if my man balling or falling.
Hey,
well, you
heard a couple as we were just dying. I got straight comedians on this program. Hey, Domare, I know you know firsthand. The lady's asking for tips. Give her a few tips.
If your man is balling or falling, okay. If you go to his house and he don't pick up the phone, you thinking he not picking up the phone because it's a girl, take a look at their call ID. He not picking up the phone because it's a bill collector. It's a 1-800 number. Balling. He not balling.
Okay. That's going in my mental Rolodex. And also, I could scratch one thing off the list, and that was the gas thing. I haven't seen any of that going on.
Exactly. That was a good tip.
Pay attention.
That was a funny.
I'm trying to tell you, when you go in the gas, don't even, you could just stand there and watch. You don't even got to go up to the front counter. I'm telling you, hit them. You get five on pump three. And they got like a Mustang GT out there, 2011.
I know that's right.
And they leasing it. I'm trying to tell you, I try to tell the young girls that I come across out here, and they'll get all excited about a guy with a really nice car and all this, crap. And I'm like, you really don't want that dude because he can't afford you to even take care of you or none of that because he has to pay for his car. He don't have the money to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? Old dudes, one that have the money are the ones who don't dress nice. They
dress
nice. I'm trying to tell you, the ones who have the most money, they have on work boots and sweatpants. But they don't work boots and sweatpants.
Hey, while we are AOD, just to kind of throw one out there and give a different perspective here, I'll tell you what dudes looking at or what they should be looking for to determine if they female is balling or falling.
Look at the heels of their shoes.
If the heels of the shoes is leaning like the Eiffel Tower,
I can tell you that
she's not balling.
That might be her favorite pair of shoes.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though. But hold on. If that dude with the same weekend outfit, he ain't balling either.
You talking about the little linen shirt?
One outfit.
the little linen shorts and the nice shirt with the little sandals, like the little Jesus sandals on.
Fly, baby, hold it. Yeah, that one outfit's not going to do it.
With the hat and the neck.
You got to see how soon they're going to wear that same outfit again when you first meet them. In the long run, see how long they're going to wear that again, though. That's a big giveaway, too. Because if they got on the same thing within that same week, you got problems, you know what I'm saying? For real. For real. For real.
Is your significant other balling or potentially falling? That's the conversation tonight. Inside Money Monday, April 18th. Tonight we're helping you to identify a variety of signs. Balling or falling?
Because like sometimes a dude can just be into it. Because if I don't like you, I ain't going to take you to a nice place. You're going to get that McDouble treatment. If I don't
You're
know what I'm saying? But if I feel something, if I'm feeling you or whatever, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to do that for you, you know what I'm saying? So it's different. He might not be falling. He just might not be that into you, you feel me? That's up to you to pick up on.
He's just not that into you.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's real.
Watch the movie. You feel me?
I've never seen it, I don't think. Yeah, no, I've never seen that movie before.
No. Like, 1789. 3926, jump on it.
For real. If I like you, I'll let you spend the night over my house. I ain't even got hit it that first night.
Okay, you know You hush because you and the big girl.
You got to go. You got to get out. I don't care. It was true. I promise the guy, I always tell the truth. It was like I went out with the girl the night before the first date. You know what I'm saying? It cost me $20 ticket to the movie. I said, God. But I got some thigh action. I got a rubber thigh. She took my hand and rubbed his thigh. I said, all right. That was the first night I met her. And then the second night, she's like, yo, let's go out. Let's do something. No, let's go to my house and watch a movie. I got all the movies. She said, all right. We came back to my house. This is another sign, too. If he just wants to, you want to go out and watch a movie? He said, no, come to my house and watch a movie. So she comes there, we watch. She said, well, what movie are we going to watch? I said, well, the DVD player ain't working right now, so we can watch whatever was on TV. So we start watching TV or whatever. And some time go by, and we kicking it. I'm like, well, all right, time to turn the TV off. She's like, for what? I said, what you mean?
Oh, my God. So let me find out. You done rooked the girl into coming over onto the DVD club.
No.
The Flavor Flav Love.
He didn't push her out the Hummer. He didn't push her out the Hummer.
For real.
First of all, you don't invite nobody over to watch no movies and then tell them the DVD player broke and then tell them to watch TV and then
you
it was time to turn the TV out like it's lights out like we live in a detention hall. Get the hell out of here. I would have fought you. We would have been fighting in your house.
Well, it didn't end like that. She don't feel the same way you all felt. As I used my contact cooler, I started witnessing that I wasn't going to hit it. My spidey senses started tingling. I'm like, Lauren, you got to go there and call your friend so you can get your ride. I said, you ain't going to call your friend so you can go? She said, what you mean? I got to leave. I said, yeah, it's about that time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tell my
mom you was going to spend the night, so you got to get ready to go, you know what I'm saying?
She be tripping.
Yo.
She said,
you're out of control, dude. Hey,
what
I'm
going to do?
Hey, we're going to go to the phone when we come back. Hey, OD. Stand by, man. TMI Radio Live.
TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me going? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. They got nothing on you, baby. It's mine, baby.
All depends on what you're looking for, your agenda. Hanging out with us all the way live from Charlotte, it's CeeLo. From Norfolk, VA, we got Overdose. From VA, Chesapeake, VA, to be specific, we got Dole Mare. Toy will be checking in soon. Hey, let's go to the phones. Area code 757, last four digits, 2259. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Thanks for checking
in. What up, man? It's Sincere.
Yo, what's cracking, dude?
What's the deal?
Coming from a undercover number.
Yeah.
What's cracking?
Oh, shit. You in my driveway.
I ain't no stalker now.
Not a stalker.
I just need him to go ahead and lay them rules down, because I'm thinking I'm falling, because I done put $5 in my truck before. What the fuck?
Well, you can't do that every time you go to get gas, though, like for real. Does your thing stay close to E?
Stays close to E.
We need you to change that.
So I'm falling? Is that what that means?
Yes, you're falling. Because the thing is this, that, like, for real, like, it's a responsibility thing. Because it's like, if you take care of that, then that's one less thing you have to think about.
When people
run out of money, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you don't
have
gas.
It ain't even about the money. It's called the always in a rush thing. To pump, you know how much time it take out of my day to fill my tank? You know what I'm saying? So for me to put $5 in is going to get me where I'm going.
You suck.
And then when I see the light again, I stop and I get another $5.
Oh, my God.
I be having the money. I just rather do other stuff with it.
$5
going to take me to where I want to go.
Yeah, because you're talking to somebody who always late. So
nah.
For me to stop and pump gas and be even later than what I already am, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's not an excuse, because I'm always late. So, uh-uh.
You probably late because you're pumping $40 worth of gas. If you just put $5, then you'll be on time.
No, I try to get the gas, you know, like when I'm not in a rush.
And then just like OD just said, for the people who always want to ask you for a ride, be like, I ain't got no gas. Put some gas in my joint and I'll take you.
That's when you start taxing them.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't give nobody no rides, you know. And they know that they have to have their gas money when I get there. So that's not an issue. How do you know when a woman's balling or falling? Cynthia?
When she ain't got no house, she falling.
I know that. Well, I got a house. Now what? No.
For me, if you ain't got what I got, there ain't no need for us to even talk. I don't want no girl with no apartment.
Yeah. Well,
then you
want to
move out, come live with me?
Hey, man.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she in there making space for herself.
Yeah. Walking your house.
I put another bag over today,
keep,
baby.
Keep dropping a piece of clothes every time she come by.
I did in the spare room.
Yeah. Slowly but surely, moving in.
Yeah.
Taking over.
Oh, my gosh.
See, now, that's why back in my single days, I used to have the little crib on the side. Never took a girl to my real house. Ever.
Yeah, see, that's
smart.
Terrible. Yeah, stop taking to my mama.
You know what? You cut
mama
that out.
Mama
don't tell
them to get out. They got to go. She be like, it's time to go. They got to go.
See, but that give the wrong impression. You take your girl to beat your mama, she thinks she in.
That's exactly what I want. Oh, he really care about me. My mom would be like,
oh, my God.
My mom meets at least about 2-3 different girls a week. No exaggeration. She meets about, like, yeah, good 2 or 3. No more over that. And then at the second week, if they come back, she'll meet them all over again. Girl be like, I just met you. She's like, yeah, yeah. My mom don't pay no attention. Don't pay no attention to good girls, man. For real. For real. My mama down. You hear me?
Hey, we got entertainment news coming at you in 2 different segments tonight. We're going to give you entertainment news twice. Up next, Oh, entertainment and national news.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to sleep in them thighs and dance off of Stevie Wonder's ribbon in the sky. It's so natural to me, I can see it in your eyes. There's no way to hide your body language, never lie. It's so natural to me, we close face to face. I'm used to the taste, your lingerie lace. It's okay for you to leave your panties at my place. Some say the adventure ain't the finish, it's the chase. So natural to me, when I plant my flag, plan house for the weekend and I pack my bag. So natural to me, the way you gon' brag when I cook you some breakfast like a stay-at-home dad. It's so natural to me, no plans in advance. The next thing you know, she got her hands in my pants. It's so natural to me, to have your knees locked when I A, B, C, D, F, the G spot.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to service your needs. And when that pretty kitty cat purrs, it I feel. Natural to me to dig deep inside and listen to you sing, baby, then she can ride. It's so natural to me, I make her come first, and after you finish, she can get a gum burst. So natural to me, you can be my young nurse. Got the ruler, says she never seen nothing hung worse. It's so natural to me, I just overdoes it. She climbs up the wall and she screams that she love it. So natural to me, I make your legs shake, have your call and tell your job you gon' be half a day late. It's so natural to me to have your back walking close to the wall like handicapped parking. It's so natural to me to make you want more, so she love the way you feel when she walk around.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
Baby girl, you naturally a part of me, naturally honor me. Maybe just for kicks, we should go on eHarmony and upload our profiles and see what type of match it be. Watch how everything comes back naturally. And I'm naturally satisfied when you put your hand in mine. Gravity be pulling us together like we magnetized. Stroking to the rhythm while you're squeezing and you're scratching me. I love the way you feel, we doing whatever comes naturally. It's so natural to me when we walk around nude and sip some bottled water and talk about food. Like what you wanna eat, cause I don't feel like cooking. Now baby, you decide, I don't feel like looking. It's so natural to me, we touch one another, then hop in the bedroom and crush in the covers. So natural to me, when I leave your sheets torn, so just listen to this song and you can feel me when I'm going.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this
feelings got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my.
The Have Nots, Natural High, featuring Shot, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. That's how we do it. New music first, all the way live from Charlotte with an interactive entertainment news segment. Give it up for CeeLo.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time, everybody. This is part one of your entertainment and national news.
Yeah.
Yesterday, last night, I reported to you guys about, like, the storms that, you know, pretty much ripped across the state. And I got a new story this evening, and it's in regards to the tornado that went through Raleigh. There was a baby, a three-month-old baby, that was ripped from the arms of its cousin because the storm tore the back of their trailer off, and the young man said he was holding on to the baby, and the baby just was snatched out of his arms. And they said like moments later, the tornado, you know, everything calmed down, and he went to go look for the baby, and he heard the baby crying. It was laying on top of debris. It was unharmed, and it was a miracle. 3 months old, and you get thrown, like, feet and it's still alive? I thought that was, like, really heart-wrenching. Anyway, but the baby was unharmed, so that was a good thing. And here's another
more
heart-wrenching.
Child support.
You know what, little boy? Anyway, New Orleans. In New Orleans, a North Shore High School senior took his mom to the prom. His mom missed her own prom 20 years ago because of having two kids by the age of 18. She dropped out of school as well.
Nah.
Yeah. Well, the son took his mother to his prom, and she wore her daughter's prom dress that she had worn, I guess, the year prior. And, they stepped out together. And so, yeah, I thought that was really beautiful. And
hold on. I'm sorry.
What?
Do you think moms should have stole her son's glory, trying
to
relive her
childhood? She didn't want to. No. She didn't want to. I would agree with you if she had been the one to initiate it. Her son, she said when he first asked her to go to his prom, she thought he was playing. And she said he brought it up again. She, you know, disregarded it. And then the last time he brought it up, he was like, look, if you're not going with me to my prom, then I'm not going to go. And so, right. He's a very big boy. This is in New Orleans. In New Orleans, yes. And he's going to go off to play college football, you know, next year or whatever. But, yeah. And the locals in the area, they pitched in. They paid for the dinner for them and also, you know, gave them the massage and, you know, the vehicle or whatever to get there in. But, yeah, so what do y'all think about that? But here comes the interactive part. What do you think about that?
I think it's interesting.
You think she stole his shine, though?
I think she did. But, I mean, because it's the deal. I mean, if we love our moms at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? And if she's mentioned that before, then I want to do something, you know, to make her feel good. But, you know, I guess it just really depends, you know.
Yeah,
what
out could have
really wanted to take his mama to his prom.
I took my mama to my fifth grade prom, but I won't try to get
what?
No booty then.
You know what? I'm going to need you to cut that out.
I don't know what's going on with it. I'm being real. I'm just interacting. Like, I'm being
yes,
real,
sir.
Though. Like, I don't know what's up with the boy, like. Mm-hmm.
Well, he said he wanted to take her because she had, you know, she's taking care of them. And she's, I guess, you know, she raised them instead of doing other things, instead of going to the prom and stuff like graduating. I don't know about that.
He needed diapers instead of, instead it was either diapers or her prom dress, and she picked the diapers. That's all that was. All right.
Exactly.
What else you got for us? What else you got for CeeLo?
Well, okay, entertainment news. The fans are not so gaga over Lady Gaga's new album cover, Born This Way. And I hope that her that the music makes up for the duly noted disdain of the of the mechanical. It's like a mechanical, it's like part bike and part human. It's like it just has it has a picture of like a Harley Davidson type bike, and with Lady Gaga like really at the front of it, so she looks like the like a hood ornament on a bike. And,
wow.
And the fans are really not feeling it though. They're thinking that you know it's too cheap looking. They expected more from her. They wanted this this grand, I guess They wanted more weirdness on the cover than just something plain, It's just a plain, it's a black background, and, it's a very plain album cover, but her fans seem to really be mad. They're saying stuff like, yeah, I love you, but I hate the album cover, You could have came better than that, whatever. And in other entertainment news, I don't know if you guys have heard of this artist. His name is Little B. Well, Lil B, excuse me, out of California. He's a hyphy rapper, like E-40, like that type, that style. He announced at the last week at the Coachella Annual Music Festival that his up-and-coming album's name is going to be titled I'm Gay. Now, that brought GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, out. And they were like, they hope this is not a ploy just to sell albums and that he actually is going to be an ally and not just, making a joke of it, making a mockery out of being gay. I don't know. What do you think?
Me either. Entertainment and national news. I mean, I don't really know that organization you just mentioned, but I would hope that for real, off the strength, that he wasn't trying to make a mockery, that he had some kind of point, that he was trying to make. I don't know,
Well, the thing is that he's saying, from his standpoint, he's saying that he's trying to embrace the industry's gay fans.
Yeah.
And not so much.
But is he gay though?
He's saying that he's not gay, but that he's not gay.
Homophobic.
He's not homophobic. He's not homophobic, and he's not.
So it is a ploy.
Judgmental.
It is a ploy. It's a gimmick
to appeal to the. But if what he's saying is to appeal to the gay fans, not to just out them, because a lot of they don't have any. There are no hip hop artists that say that they're gay openly. Honestly, who has said that they're gay openly?
Mm-hmm,
nobody. Nobody has came out and said that they were gay yet. It's going to come out.
That.
I mean, because even a lot of females that I've seen, like androgynous females, that want to come out, but there's no market for them. Matter of fact, a perfect example would be what's her name? That one artist that I like. She's gay, but what did they told her that she wasn't feminine looking enough or whatever. Remember he told her to get on Weight Watchers or whatever?
That's what OD just said. That's what he just said. They told her to get a
thigh master. Heard about, they said a high number of hundreds. I think it was either 500 or 600. And then it was like, and then keep doing that and come back and we're going to see what's up. You know what I'm saying? And I was just laughing.
But see, that wasn't right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, even though it's true, it wasn't right.
But
that's how it is.
We're talking about people trying to break into an industry, right?
Man,
I mean, and the reality is, when you say it's not right, when people are seeking critiques and information from industry leaders, what do you mean it's not right? They told her the bottom line about appearance and what sells
yeah.
records and what people are looking for. And at the end of the day, you know, appearance makes a difference. Hey, CeeLo with Entertainment
yeah.
National News. Thank you.
Gino, I'm about to blow, about to blow, about to blow, about to blow, I'm about to blow, about to blow. Hey, hey, this here is truly unique. You gotta move to the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat. Hey, this here is truly unique. You gotta move to the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat. Gino, Gino, I'm about to blow, about to blow. It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, here I go. I'm getting dough, I'm getting dough, and that's for show, and that's for show. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me, Gino, Gino, I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow. It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, here I go. I'm getting dough, and that's for show, and that's for show. It's going down like you never seen before. Hey. Hey, it's your T from the V. Yes, you bumping me. And Drumline ENT, that's my company. Here I go, you know that I don't waste time. Cause when my song come on, you hear the bass line. Gino, you should've heard it through the grapevine. Got one thing on my mind to make my state shine. These phony rappers out here lying with they fake rhymes. If I wrote raps about my crimes, I do state time. If these labels don't throw me deals, I'ma take mine. So every chance I get, I try to spit a great line. When the DJs get my single, they gon' break mine. So all my hustlers on the low, on a straight grind. Straight grind. This shit gon' bump in your whip. Hit the ABC store, go get something to sip. They open every day now, what they done in the South. And these dudes is always tipsy, don't be running your mouth. Gino, Gino, I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow. It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, here I go. I'm getting dough, and that's for show, and that's for show. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me, Gino, Gino, I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow. It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, here I go. I'm getting dough, and that's for show, and that's for show. It's going down like you never seen before. Hey, hey. 2007 ticking over, man, you should know. We got the beats, the rhymes, the artists, and the studio. These other rappers think they hot, need to cool it, yo. They living in the gangster's paradise like Coolio. Truly, though, we in this game trying to make it happen. For all the dollars that said we couldn't make it rapping. Thought we'd be up in jail from trying to make it trapping. I'm killing them with this crap music, my paper stacking. My money tall, your money small, you don't want a ball. Even though you don't see it, I got a gun and all. If you ain't talking money, don't come at all. Most dudes can't talk, ain't got none at all. My ring from the jewelers, yours from the mall. These local cats need a hit, who they gonna call? Album in the store, player, we done it all. Drumline, you see soprano plaque on the wall. Gino, Gino, I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow. It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, here I go. I'm getting dough, and that's for show, and that's for show. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me, Gino, Gino, I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow. It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, here I go. I'm getting dough, and that's for show, and that's for show. It's going down like you never seen before.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm raw, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Yeah, I'm raw. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm raw. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cause this shit profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes, and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching. Clutching on the kickstand. Moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man. Who gon' ask his friend? For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't quit. What about? Oh, you don't f*** with that? Let's take it back to I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I f*** with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. F*** a regular life, my life is like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm roll. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm roll.
Yeah. 917-889-3926. Overdose. I'm rolling. Welcome to the show. Money Monday, April 18th, all the way live from Newark, Delaware. Late, but here.
Yeah.
Give it up to Doya.
So you just had to mention late, like they didn't already know that.
They knew.
Hello, hello. Yes, I'm late. I'm sorry. I was tending to business.
Absolutely.
And it ran over by like 45 minutes or so, but yes, I'm here.
Welcome
now. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing?
We are chilling, chilling. Got OD in the building.
Huh?
Is your significant other ballin' or fallin'? That's the topic tonight. We also promised that we would kind of double back and help you to establish a plan, spinning off of last night's topic, helping you to follow your dreams. Just do it. So we'll be getting into that in the second hour. But let's keep the conversation going. Hey, yo, these comedians, yo, had me dying in this first hour. We're about to cross over. It's 10:58 where I'm coming from here in Tampa, Florida. It's 10:58 in New York City. It's about to roll over to the top of the hour. Welcome to the show. You're inside Money Monday. Toya.
Yes, sir.
What are you looking for in a baller? How do you determine a baller versus somebody who might be trying to, you know, take you to Burger King? That's a special occasion.
I can tell you what I've noticed is those people who try to show everyone that they're balling, those that are really out there with that, they usually aren't. They're usually driving someone else's car, usually staying in someone else's home.
Yeah.
And usually spending someone else's money. So those people that are really flamboyant, a lot of times they don't really have what they say they have. But the ones that really do have it, the ones with real money that have had money for quite some time, not that new money or street money, they carry themselves a different way. You'll notice it when you see it.
Yeah,
it is.
The hype men, the hype mm-hmm. men, typically, they're not the dudes with the dough.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not. And if they have it, and if they have it, it's usually fast money that's not going to stay around. Something that's not ongoing. Yep. But you have to have an eye for that type of thing. You got to know the type of person to look out for.
Yeah. That was interesting. Sincere said, if a female doesn't have their own house or housing, you know, he specifically said a house because he said, you know, he don't want a chick with an apartment. You got to have what he have, you know, or you're not balling. I mean, I don't know if I would say a chick that doesn't have a house, but to me, independence, self-sufficiency is important. You know, you got to be able to pay your own bills, you know, be driving your own car, right? And, you know, to me, some level of self-sufficiency is required, but you definitely fallen in 2011. Independence is important. OD,
I agree.
What you looking for, OD? And I know it depends on the time of day and what day it is, but overall,
nah,
what you looking for, OD?
Not even that, though, but, like, you know, I mean, my peoples are what I like. The dudes in my family, like, I don't know. Even my dad, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be looking for no female that had no money or what. I feel like that's, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, my job if we get together, you know what I'm saying? I'm the type of dude. If female ain't here, if we kicking it like that, we go out, we got to have a situation, though, you know what I'm saying? You got to be, you know, be like my baby mama. Well, I got to have, like, we got to have a ring or something. You ain't even got to work or nothing, because then I feel like that's my responsibility, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
there's
a
difference between somebody you kicking it with and somebody you looking to be wifey.
I ain't looking for nothing. I don't need nobody. I don't need, especially no me being a male, I don't need no female to do nothing for me. I'm going to handle my own regardless, you know what I'm saying? Like, that
right,
don't feed
right.
My mama, my aunt, my girl. Yeah, I don't need no female to do nothing. I'm going to do that, so, like, I look to see if it's a hoe or if it's a goat, you know what I'm saying? That's me personally, like, for real, if it's a hoe or if it can be a goat, you know what I'm saying? Because the hoe going to get them burgers and shit, you know what I'm saying? But if it's a goat, we can work something out. I mean, we could chill. I might surprise you with some stuff, and that's about it, though. That's
about it. Up next, Finance Live from Newark with Toya. We hanging out with OD, everybody.
Love is the party. My heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting. My guest list too long. I told her I would love her as forever, forever just a word. I put words together, stepping on the stars. She paused, and I know that one day this show will end. Applause, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are, and I'll drink to the answer, cause my heart is out of service. My eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore. I'm blind to the fact I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh, when you know, like I know, yeah. When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes,
yeah. She's so bright, dance with the stars,
and I just can't live without her.
Yeah,
and she knows what she knows, and the rain is coming down. My heart is cold. I know she knows.
She's so bright, dance with the stars,
and I always take
her. Bitch, you don't love me no more. I'm at the end, babe. Going the wrong way.
don't love me no more.
You got me.
Yeah.
Standing on the
love create walls. I got wounds and scars. The strobe lights are dancing. Dancing with the stars. But what happened to us? What happened because the rain is coming down? Now we trapped in the storm. And I step right out of her spotlight and into the strobe light. I don't need your light.
And easy ways to file a tax extension with the IRS in case you can't meet the deadline of midnight tonight. Filing an extension is really easy. By filing the extension, the IRS will give you an extra 6 months to file your tax without return without penalty. The deadline, of course, we know is today, but with an extension, your deadline to file a tax return will be October 17th. However, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay. So that means if you owe, you should pay the IRS by the 18th deadline just to avoid any tax penalties and interest. But if you can't do that, you can at least file an extension if you can't actually file from your taxes. First way you can do that is a mail-in form, and the form is actually an IRS Form 4868. And you can obtain that off of the IRS.gov website. You can just fill that out. It takes about a minute. You print the form, fill in your name, social security number, and you just mail it to the IRS. The second that you can do is Tax Act, free online extension. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Tax Act, but if you log on to taxact.com, which is taxact.com, you can actually do a free online extension. You just click on the option that says file your free tax extension now, and you just create a username. You enter your personal information. The website just walks you through the e-filing process, and you can just process your extension there. You can also do it through TurboTax Easy Extension through Intuit, and it's pretty much done the same way, and it's free as well. You can do File Later Online Tax Extension. It only takes a few minutes, but the cost for that is $34.95 for personal tax extension, so it's not free. Like some of the other options, so just keep that in mind. H&R Block has an at-home online extension. Only takes a few minutes to do that as well, but that is $19.95, so it is not free. You can actually do a complete tax online extension, which is also a few minutes, but the cost for that is $9.95. Once you log on to complete tax, you can actually create an account and just select that get an extension, so October 17th link. Fill in the information, and you can send it in that way. And then there's also the free file fillable forms. They take a little longer. It is free. The forms are a tax filing service that's sponsored by the IRS and is hosted by Intuit, who are the makers of TurboTax. You just create the account, and you start with one of the tax forms that you would normally use, like a 1040 EZ or a 1040A. It doesn't really matter as long as you fill out your name, address, social security number, and then click on the file extension. The form will pop up, You just fill in the rest of the data that you need, and you go from there. But it's really easy to file an extension. Don't, you know, get hit with extra penalties if you don't have to. The best one to probably use would just be to mail in a form 4868. Just log on to irs.gov. You just print out the IRS form 4868. You fill in your name, address, social security number, and just drop it off to the mailbox and mail it into the IRS. So that's probably the easiest way to do it. But, hey, save yourself a few dollars if you can and just file for an extension today.
You got 49 minutes to get to the post office if you're on the East Coast. A little bit longer if you're on the West Coast. Thanks, Toya, coming live with our tax tips from Newark, Delaware.
My body, you're talking to me like I'm a kindergarten. Today she's on my, tomorrow she's on his. What you think of me playing out hell and bits? You think I'm plugging it because she's a dime? It's nothing like that, she's just a friend of mine. Wanna throw a fit because she is my kind. Tell the truth, baby, I ain't got the time. If you think I'm trying to scheme, do you honestly believe that I would bring you out for you to be with me? What type of cat would I really be? So why you grab your coat and hit the door and leave?
Your reality is different than it's all in your mind. I ain't admit you're just a friend of mine.
Yeah, she's just a friend of mine.
Your reality is different than it's all in your mind. I ain't admit you're just a friend of mine.
Oh, no. About 100 G's. Have to let you know I took it seriously. I wanna tie the knot and raise a family. I want you to be there to the end of me. I'm not frivolous, I don't waste my dough. So why would I blow it over friendly hoes? Because they got my tatty, everybody knows. Cruising in the caddy, giving body blows. Need to listen to your heart, cause your eyes deceive. You only took a glance and made a mess of things. If I told you once, I told you 100 times. She ain't getting dick, she's just a friend of mine.
It's different than it's all in your mind. I ain't admit she's just a friend of mine.
Girl, it's all in your mind. She's just a friend of mine.
Yours, Lambo doors fly up in a Fendi tour. Niggas wonder what's inside these Fendi drawers. Wanna drive by wishing this can be yours. In my hair like Nexus, too much niggas wanna sex this. You call rap bumping your head, eating pussy for breakfast. I float so precious in the chromed out Lexus. None of these bitches can catch it cause I stay on some next shit. Now how you gonna come and complex it? It's just we in the same house, I'ma have to come and address it. Bout shorty with the tatty, I ain't gonna sweat it. But don't think I'ma forget it, you gon' regret it. Bigger things we go through. I got your social, I will broke you. Invite friends over to smoke on you. Daddy, it's a rental, but the joke's on you.
Friend of mine. Yes, as a nice little throwback there.
Whoa.
Yeah. I love that part. I think that was Levi or Mark, one of the two.
That was Levi. Levi.
You know, they should be getting back together soon. You know, they fall apart and come back together year after year. That Blackstreet, them, they do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a breakup. That should make up definitely Blackstreet.
Well, the thing is that they break up and the funny thing is that the members change every year. They do. The only solid member that stays the same is Teddy. Yeah. But yeah, they still tour. They still do their thing.
Because he's the only one that's going to get the biggest check.
Exactamundo. Every time. Yes. If for those, you know, who want to learn how to stay in the music business, like, really, you should follow Teddy Riley's music career. I mean, you don't want to make the same mistakes, but, like, you can learn from
Teddy is still producing on the low, getting paid.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And he stays in the forefront of the businesses, you know. So, like Howard Hewitt said, he was making that quiet money. Yeah.
Right.
You got to learn how to make that quiet money.
Is your significant other balling or falling? That's the topic tonight. We got OD hanging out with us along with Toya, Domare, and CeeLo. I'm your hip-hop informer, that dude T.M. Hyman. Thanks for riding with us. 917-889-3926. Sincere stop pass. We appreciate it. What was the other caller's name? CeeLo, she knew you.
Oh, Raven Sky.
Raven Sky. Thanks for hanging out. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tune in.
You know what?
I got a statement. A statement, though, you know, like, because you know, we're talking about them gay janks, the stems, that's the correct term, the stems, the one who dress like boys, right? And you said place for them in the music industry, right? The ones who dress like boys, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's true. It's a place for them. I think they just got to be willing to change, like, because Nicki Minaj was the... She was she used to dress like a boy, and so did Missy Elliott, and the one who got the smartest of them all, she went back to a dress that was Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
So it's wrong for them. You just gotta be willing to change. That's how it is.
But the thing is that people change on their own. I mean, I remember wearing the Timberlands and it was funny. I brought this up last night that I used, even when I wore my Timbs and my hoodies and my baggy Jabot jeans and my, you know, and my shirts and stuff, I still had my nails done, regardless. I kept my nails done. I don't know what that was. I've always liked my nails done, regardless of how tomboyish I was. I played basketball with fingernails, you know, like, I don't know. And I think they changed when they felt comfortable to change. Not necessarily because of the industry.
I don't think that's always the case. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, check it out. Nicki Minaj did not get play outside of Queens until she became sexy.
Huh, ain't lying.
E.E. did not start to make money until she started being a lady and not being a dude all the time. Queen Latifah did not take it to the next level until she became sexy. What OD's saying, and I totally agree, females who want to succeed in this game have to conform, or they'll continue to just be unsuccessfully.
You know, and you're absolutely right, because the reggae artists have said that. The female reggae artists have said that, you know, that when they're talking about being politically correct and talking about what's going on they don't get out. Like, what is her name? Lady Saw, I think. Yeah, Lady Saw. She said she didn't, you know, she was going the respectful route or whatever. She said, but then it seemed like nobody was listening to her. They were just treating her like, oh, yeah, all right, whatever. She was like, but then when she came out with Raw and started talking about sex and you know, and talking about her body parts and stuff, that's when she blew up, though. But that's when she blew up, and she's backed out, you know what I'm saying? And now she just makes money off of, you know, off her royalty checks every time her music is played now. You know what I'm saying? And now she's able to do more because she had to get raunchy to get the money up so that she could do the things that she wanted to do. But that kind of that's a good segue, though, and to go into, you know, stepping out on your own. And because there are certain things that you may have to change or that you learn that may, you know, that you may have to do that you wouldn't necessarily like to do before. But to get you to where you need to be, you got to put your knees on the ground, I guess.
No, definitely. And you know what, it is a good segue. So let's you know, kind of just change the whole vibe. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what specific steps must you take in order to step out and accomplish your dreams. I'm going to tell you, the number one thing is you got to sometimes do things that you really don't want to do. And you got to learn how to do that, but do that
without compromising.
And not lose yourself exactly without compromising. If you only, TM Hammer Radio Live.
MCM Hyman Radio Live. That was Chester Gregory Day. Is he still participating
on Broadway?
In the play? Wasn't he in a play in New York? Yeah, Broadway. Is that still running?
It's still on.
Yes. And his album just dropped.
If you're in the area up there, again, you guys have to check it out. That's one of my favorite songs that we play on the show. I like that.
Yeah. I like that.
Gregory.
That would be a nice concert. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to get that Wayne Brady on before we get out of here. Which one are you talking about, Odie?
I don't know. It was just one you played out the blue. You used to play that jump like a little while ago or whatever. It was dope.
Complicated life or something like that.
I don't know. I rock with him though. I like that jump.
Hey, I like Wayne Brady too. I know which one you're talking about. Is this one right here? No, that's not it. Can't
body.
Not
no.
that.
Yeah, I'm thinking. That one sounded a little more familiar, yeah.
Yeah, like that joint. That's Ordinary Life. Hey, OD brought up a real good, you know, like segue into really the whole planning the dream segment. Just talking about conforming and the fact that, you know, hardcore female artists, you know, really got to, you know, check themselves and look at the game and the reality of, you know, sex appeal versus chicks who, you know, coming like dudes. And in order to be successful in this game, you know, there aren't too many dudes, not too many chicks buying music from gangsta female rappers.
That's
you know, that's
real.
Just the reality, right?
Yeah.
Like if you want to be, it's all about, like, Lady Rage, for instance. Lady Rage, she dope.
She got left by the wayside.
She, like, dope. She dope as I don't know what. Like, but she going to be straight underground. And she killing them. I think she fine with that. I think she come to her understanding. That's where she going to be at. She not going to be no Nicki Minaj. Rock a single, put on a dress and the eyelashes and all that. And Nicki Minaj tired of that. She tired of being a cartoon. I heard this come out of her mouth. One of the Lost interviews that people probably never see. She said, I'm tired of being a cartoon. But then again, she said she wouldn't change none of it because it put her in a night. She can do that, but she don't need no credit, though, boy. That's how it is. So either put up or shut up. Don't be complaining about it because it ain't going to change. You going to change.
And this is the deal. This is the deal. That's a powerful statement you just said. Put up, shut up, you know, because either you go and do what you got to do to change or just move forward, right? But the reality is, if this thing is a business and you understand that it's a business, you're going to do what you have to do. Just like you put it on to go to your 9-to-5, you need to put it on to go to your 9-to-5 because either way is work and it's a job. You know, and when OD went out to Miami with me, you know, he got a feel of the reality that this is a job. This is a little more complex than what we thought, but this is a job. And too many people get confused about the entertainment industry. It's not entertainment. That's just the name of it. It's a job.
Right.
You got to conform.
It's a difficult job.
A difficult job. So it's about conforming. So, Didi, you are an entrepreneur. Toya, you're an entrepreneur. You know, I mean, an OD, certified entrepreneur,
yeah,
you know, at this point in the game. Absolutely. What are the steps? What are the steps that you take in order to start that road to success, to start launching out towards that dream? Didi, won't you start?
Pray. Ask. Yeah. Is that your purpose? Is that what you're supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the gift and talent that he wants you to be doing?
You're absolutely right. You know what? Every time, and I'm glad you said that, Didi, because every time you ask, you pray and ask, you do get an answer. You get an
you
answer.
You do.
You really do get
you
an
don't
answer.
Want, yeah, you do. And you don't want to be wasteful because it might not.
But what about people that don't pray? Don't know how to pray.
That don't know how to pray?
Well,
I mean, you still. Put it out to the universe.
You still, you, I'm going to say this, and then ask yourself, if you don't pray to whomever, ask yourself, you know, because at the end of the day, it has to be your passion. Whatever you're stepping out, whatever this dream that you feel it is your dream to accomplish, it has to be your passion deep down rooted inside of you. It doesn't matter what comes, what may, you're going to do it. It's like you're married to it, and you got to be ready to love it like it was your child. So you got to make sure you're asking yourself, are you ready for everything that comes with it, the good, the bad, the ups, the downs, the hurts, the joys, everything. So you need
right.
to ask first and foremost. Ask.
Absolutely. Me personally, I mean, I pray or whatever, but I feel like God ain't going to give you nothing. Just, like, straight give it to you. I feel like he one of them type spirits, like, hey, look, you got to beat me halfway. You know what I'm saying? Cause he
no, you're absolutely
the talent.
On it, though. That's
right.
It.
He gave you the talent. That's it. So, me personally, I answer. Assembly is key. You know what I'm saying? You got a tight team. You got a real tight circle. You're going to be cool. You just got to look for your G-Money and your crew. You know what I mean? You got to look for the G-Money. But at the same time, you don't want to be the Nino Brown, you feel me? You don't want to be him. So you just got to be tight with it. Like me personally, like everybody who I run with, it's only three of them, but we all on one accord, you know what I'm saying? We all going to be cool. We all going to be tight no matter what because I know what it is. We all got to understand it. Before we can go out and sell the rest of the world this different understanding, we got one understanding amongst ourselves. I mean, we ain't going to screw each other over. We're going to keep it 100 with each other. And that's how we're going to move, and I feel like that's why it's going to be so successful, and that's how you got to do it. So
yeah,
assembly
yeah.
key, you got that first thing. Catch that G-Money. We found the G-Money in the crew, and we're going to keep moving, and you just got to keep it in your head. If you're the boss, and you know you're the boss, you just can't be that Nino Brown, and you'll be good. So.
Yeah, you know what? That's some real street talk right there. But for anybody who really understand – you know, the game and really understand New Jack City and the whole concept. Everybody needs a G-Money, and that's real talk. Everybody
right.
needs somebody that's going to be beside them to protect them, to look after them, you know. I think that's good feedback. You don't want to be a Nino Brown.
Right.
You know?
G-Money.
Everything is on your shoulders.
G-Money struck out. Y'all ain't get that. G-Money struck out. He was grimy. He was making side deals. And he was
right,
so ambitious
right.
that he was so ambitious that he let it ruin the whole – he took the whole family down. He brought cops into the organization all off a side deal. You don't want the dude who want to prove that he could be a boss. You know what I'm saying? He
right.
could be a boss too. You don't want – that's what G-Money was trying to do. Even though it was your idea to sell crack – Nino Brown was the big brains, and he was the main means of, like, making it. He took your vision above and beyond what you thought it could be. So, like,
yeah.
G-Money was a straight snake. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had good intentions. G-Money would bring you need it. When I say G-Money, I'm talking about you need to look for that person who will ruin everything for you, who will bring everything down. Because that's what he did. $1 million a week business to nothing.
But at the same time, though, that it was a bigger picture than just the internal thing. What it was is, but they were destroying everything outside of them anyway. They were destroying the entire neighborhood anyway.
That happened every day. That's just how it is.
Right, and it
you
all
kind
of caved in because it was like it was well, everybody played.
Yeah.
It was a game of chess. You know what I'm saying? And Nino was the king. You know what I'm saying? And G-Money was that knight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like,
yeah.
I think you're absolutely right.
I get the point. I mean, but I'll say this, just to even flip the whole New Jack City piece and the, you know, crack deal and the drug deal, you know, everybody has a it. For Nino Brown, drugs was it. That's what
right.
he aspired. That was the dream, you know?
Right. For Sam Walmart, it's Walmart.
You know, music. Video production, you know, products that, you know, entertain, educate, that's my it. You have to identify your it. What is it? You know, and once you identify it, it's what motivates you. It's the dream. You have to want it, number one. You have to want it to the point to where it motivates you. And then number two, you have to name it and then kind of put dates along with it, you know, like milestones, you know, what are you marching towards? And then you got to start to tell it, tell other people, talk about it, you know, put it in the atmosphere, and then be willing to trade it. And I'm talking about what is it? You know, you got to be able to trade the old for the new, because you can't continue to hold on to the old while trying to cross over into the new. We're trying to help you to pull a plan together to help you to go after your dreams. TM Hyman Radio Live. Up next, health and wellness.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
See, this right here, what happened when you fuck up. Sherry, Kia, this for you.
I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. See, when I met you, I was on some mud shit, fucking your sister and your friends on some mud shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me what I change or remain the same. I looked you in your eyes and lied cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry cause won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it, I made my decision, and you made yours, it ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it, but I can't. So now I just sit back and think, damn. I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone and you tell me about today. You even talked me out of killing boy from round the way. And on my birthday you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight kush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Shit, now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad we ain't finished, we ain't had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. Inhale that purple oil that drove and then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, Overdose. This one of my favorite. All the way live from Chesapeake with health and wellness brought to you by Massages for Life. Give it up for Domare.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for tonight's health and wellness segment. It's ironic that CeeLo brought up that palm story in the news, because actually tonight's health and wellness is about planning and preparing for the prom. Just some information that parents and teens, I think, should know as we're approaching prom season. Some proms are beginning to start this month. I know a lot of them go on in the month of May, with school ending in June. So, again, planning for proms, preparing for proms. They say proms is the second highest, like biggest night for teens as far as drinking, drug use, and crimes and accidents. The number one night is high school graduation. And according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, during a typical weekend, and this was in 2005, over 290 young people between the ages of 15 and 20 were killed in alcohol-related crashes. Of those, 198 deaths involved 15 to 20-year-old impaired drivers. So it's very, very imperative, important, whatever serious words you want to put on it, that we plan accordingly and prepare accordingly for prom, knowing that our teenagers are embarking on something extremely important in their eyes as far as serving a purpose to them, meaning that they get up, they get the opportunity to dress up. They are being looked at as leaders of the community, being looked at as and you know, as mentors or role models to the little kids in the neighborhood, being dressed up and things of that sort. Also, it is confirmation to them, letting them know that they're ready and encouraged to begin a romantic relationship if they already haven't started, and we pray to God they haven't started already. And also, it formalizes in their mind their status in school as being cool. So prom means like it's so much to a teenager. So as parents, we always have to be in control and remain level-headed to make sure that they stay on top of their game. Again, because that is the second highest night in a teenager's life, where increased drinking, drug use, crimes, and accidents take place. So some things, some tips and things that we can do is making sure that you have a plan for the evening. Make sure that your teenager gives you a complete rundown, whether they're going by themselves, with a friend, with friends, whatever the case may be. Know the plan from beginning to end. Discuss a curfew, because I'm thinking they should be about 16, so they should be in the house at a decent hour. This does not stay out all night, come home when you want to time. So make sure you have a decent curfew worked out between the two. And then take into accountability, take into considerability that your teen is a very trustworthy individual if they have proven themselves worthy of your trust. So also be specific, not pacific, be specific about your concerns regarding safety, making sure as far as how they're driving, as far as using the phone, when they're driving, where they're parking the vehicles, making sure they're parking in lit areas. You don't want your teen to go by themselves, so really encourage them to go with someone else or a group, things of that sort, letting you know where they're gonna, if they're going to go to dinner before the prom, if they're going to hang out after the prom. Definitely if they're going to hang out after the prom, you want to know what the after party is. If it's going to be at a someone's house, you want to make sure you know the rules of that particular parent's house, because they may not be the same as your rules. We do hear about a lot of parents who encourage teenage drinking because they figure, well, they're in the house, I have the keys, and not going anywhere, it's okay. I just want to let parents know giving alcohol to anyone under the age of 21 is illegal, period. I don't care if it's in your house, your teen, or not, it's illegal. So make sure you know where the after party is and what it consists of, so that you can make sure that your teen is safe. And definitely, give your teen some unconditional offers for assistance. Make sure that your teen knows that they can call you regardless of the hour, regardless of the issue, if they need help. Make them feel comfortable that they can always call mom or dad for help, because we need them to know that we love them with all of our hearts and we trust them with, you know, everything within us, even though we might be a little nervous and scared on the inside, really. But you want them to go out and have a good time and enjoy themselves, but they still need to know that regardless of the issue, they can always call home and feel comfortable making that phone call.
No doubt. It's 11:44 in Cleveland. It's 10:44 in New Orleans. Thank you, Dee Dee. Live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight with Health and Wellness.
Thank you. keep saying we should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamour, to me it's just fine. I'm perfect the way that we are.
Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Start when the whistle sound. You got it bending down all four corners. Quick
motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, defending your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game, coach.
I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Cleats lace undefeated, baby screaming shouts. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran hard to pick up the tackle.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, Bell put me in the game. You inside Money Monday, hanging out with OD, CeeLo, Domer, Toya. I'm TM Hyman. This is TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us. 7 minutes left in the show. Hey, Toya, help folks to understand how to launch out and tackle that dream.
Well, I would just say that after, you know, like Dee Dee said, I'm sorry, Domer said, you know, you pray about it. Even if you don't, you know, if you're someone who doesn't pray, you know, you talk to yourself about it, you figure out what you want to do. You need to, you know, check everything out. You need to do your research, make sure what it is that you're stepping on faith on is something that is going to be worth your time and money and effort. So I would just do my research, speak to people who are already in the business that you're looking to get into, get as much information as you can about it. You know, look at the good and the bad, the pros and cons, as far as the business is concerned. You know, don't just go on blindsided just thinking that you can do it without anyone's help. Everyone needs someone to help them. So I would just say do a lot of research. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row before you actually, you know, step out on faith to actually do it.
Yeah. And if you are someone that really needs a push, you need somebody to kind of help to stir up your gift a little bit, you'll go to the Small Business the Small Business Administration in your city. You can log on to score.org, score.org, tremendous resource, mentors, trainers that will help to stir up your gift. CeeLo, did you have any closing comments, tips, feedback that'll help people to walk towards the dream?
Why, yes, I do. I have some websites that you can check out. There's allbiz.com, that's allbiz.com, and then that's just for, you know, it gives you all the information of how to even get started with a small business. You can try it, like you said, score.org. And then there's entryworld.org, entreworld.org. And then, you know, the sba.gov. And you can also go to your Chamber of Commerce, and that's chamberbiz.com. And yeah, and just like whatever you
but
do.
But understand,
well.
The Chamber of Commerce are going to charge you beyond a certain level of information because they want you to become a member, a paid member.
Right, but you know you can go there to get like the bylaws and so forth.
Yes.
For your city, for your state. Yes. And yes. You can even, you know what, and surprisingly so, you can go to the IRS, irs.gov, and you can, you know, it has links there for the Small Business Association as well, and information about, you know, your personal state.
Right.
Starting point.
OD, any closing tips, comments? Thanks for rocking with us tonight, bro.
No, everything regular, you know. Nah, though, thanks for having me, though. I'm just looking forward to being back. I just tell the truth. I don't know if it's going to make people mad, if it's going to make them offended, but it just be the truth. It just is. I say what the people just be thinking. They just be like, I'm just one of the ones who say it. Like,
Be Real Radio. This is a great platform to just say it. You know, we provide the platform. What we don't ever want to be, though, is disrespectful or offensive, you know, on purpose. We're real. Sometimes we step on toes. Sometimes we step on each other's toes. But we respect individuality and we respect one another, and that's all we can ask for. Folks, thanks for rocking with us. We appreciate it. Yo, we are on a campaign to make this program the world's largest interactive internet radio show.
Right.
Starting May, brand new programming. We got the celebrities. We got the hot interviews right here. TM Hammer Radio Live.
This is on my goal list, yeah.
We got the
comments, feedback.
It's going down. Only thing I don't do is the preachers and stuff like that. And the preachers come, I ain't gonna take no part of that. But as far as everything else, I'm gonna be down for the cause. I'm down for the cause. But you bring a preacher up here, you bring your Reverend T.D. Jakes, you won't hear from me. But anything else, I'm cool. You bring that lady from Fat Hoe Burgers, I'll be right on here talking.
You know what? You cut that out.
Fat Hoe Burgers.
Cut that out.
Oh, it ain't called Fat Hoe Burger.
Yep,
yes, it is.
You right on it.
I just threw that video away.
I'm going, listen.
I am going to
call up Bishop T.D. Jakes and give him your number.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll make sure I leave a nice one on my phone.
Hold on. Hey, look, real quick. The other day I went to go get my car serviced, and I'm sitting in there, and, you know, it was an older man. Two older men came in. The man sat down. He looked at me. He said, sing a church song. So I started laughing, right? And he said, you look like you got something to sing about. So I started singing the two songs mixed together with the Jesus Is My Friend. And the people in there, like, were looking at me like I was crazy. And the man started clapping for me.
You're crazy. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy, never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a wife or Christian, I see myself at the party with the
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.